ערב תשעה באב. Shir the Eva, the Shir the Eva Nishvas, my grandfather, Zyort says tonight, Chesov. Parshas Dvorim, we have a very interesting topic. Topic Zuchor, at first thought Zuchor is not so much Nogeya, would seem unrelated to the sugya of the 9 days and a Tisha B'Av. Zuchor is a very, very deep connection. Vayoyim Hashem Eilai. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Eilai Lamor, Rav Lachem Soi Vesahor, Lachem Pnu Lachem Tzafoina. You should go Tzafoina. Finally, Klai Yisrael is able to go in, but they have to go in after the whole Gzeira of Miraglin, that they should go in, they finally get the Rishus after the whole time surrounding the mountain, surrounding and wandering in the desert for a long time, to finally go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells Moshe, tell Klai Yisrael, Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to try to go through different lands, Seir. Al tzkoru b'am to atay lachem yatzam ad midrach kafrogel kirushul Esav nosati yisar Seir. Don't start up with Esav when you're going in. There are certain people that let you start up with that attack, go to war with. Esav you're not allowed to go to war with. The land they got is Yerushal, Esav, and Sadis, Arsay. And the same thing later on, he says that they went away from Esav, they tried now to go to Erech Moav. And again, Hashem came to him commanding them they should not start up with Moav. V'al tisku b'milchama, you have to ask them to go in nicely. So Rashi comments on this whole Yisoid, why is it that these three lands, by Chamishi, why is it by these three lands, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them that they can't start up? So Rashi says it was Yerusha Le'esav Me'Avram. Avram gave Yerusha of this land, of Seir, and Ammon and Moab also, they weren't allowed to start up because also it was Yerusha to Lloyd. Lloyd got a Yerusha of these two lands, and Asa, being the grandson, he got one land. Why did Lloyd get two lands? Says Rashi. Umoya is of Rashi. Yerusha of Asa, to be a master of Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, may I have wrong. Esa Amamin Asati Lloyd. Avram got 10 Amamin. The Choyro, we could say, the Pshat Pasha, why did he get 10 Amamin? Could I get the 10 Isyanis? I don't know, Bizim, Islam. He got 10 Amamin. Shiva Lachem. 7 go to you, Klal Yisrael, as you wish from Avram. The Kaini, Uklizi, the Kadmoini, in Amun, Amoy, the Seir. Azmehem, the Esav, the Shtayim, the Bnei Lloyd. Esav gets 1, and Lloyd gets 2. So the Chorah, everybody would ask the question, Esav gets 1 and Lo 2. Esav was a direct descendant of Avram. Right? He was a grandson. Great grandson. Right? Yitzchak, Yaakov, he's a grandson. Esav was a grandson, regular grandson. Lloyd wasn't even a, he was a nephew. Lloyd was a nephew. So Esav being a grandson got one, and Lloyd gets two. Rashi, in his words, answers that question. Says Rashi, Achas v'em v'esav v'ashtayim l'vnei Lloyd. V'schar shaholach itoy l'mitzrayim. Why did Lloyd get two lands and Esav only one? Says Rashi, B'schar shaholach itoy l'mitzrayim v'shosak. He went ahead and he was quiet. Amar shaholach oymer al ishto achoysoy hi. Osa'u kibnoy. Rashi says a mer gezak that he made him like his son. That Lloyd became a son of Avram to inherit two portions when there was sometimes one mice, a person can get tremendous reward even in this world. They went down to the tribe. Avram over there was going and telling everybody that she's my sister. Lloyd could have revealed he was quiet. He made him like a son. So the pastor's made it like a son because that's what a son does. A son doesn't rat on his father, usually. But well, anyway, for the mice, I think there's an oimik over here also for this. The pasuk says later on, "Vayoyma Hashem elai al tatzar es moya." So that's how they got the lamb. But the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe concerning Klai Yisrael, al tatzar es moya. Do not start up with moya about tisko bar milchama. So Rashi comments on this lashon over here. Lo yoslam al moya bar milchama al miyari moya oisa. From the by moya, they weren't allowed to actually go to physical battle with them, but they were allowed to scare them, frighten them, caused them to think the Klal Yisrael was coming to attack them. They weren't at the end allowed to practically and lemaisa attack them, but they weren't held back from causing fear into the Moabites. That thinking they would come. That's the whole story in the Chumash Bamidbar Balak. That they were yogam of Ne'am. So Shoilim poison Yisrael. They went in. And they were shoyl them. They took their booty, they started taking things from them, whatever. But they weren't allowed to go to Milchama to take the land. Just to cause them fright and nervousness and be afraid. But that's by Moya. Says Rashi, I will play Amoy. Al Tiskabam Shum Kiroi Bishaom. Don't start up at all. What's the difference between Amon and Moya? Says Rashi. Bishaat Sneas. Imam shall pierce him alabia, but shall also be chirish shikarashom panam boya. Rashi says the reason why she was zoicha, Moya Amoy was zoicha over Moya because Moya was somebody who didn't have tzniyas. Danu Amon had more tzniyas than Moya. Amoy, when she, both of the doors, we know the story back there in Sefer Bereishis that Lloyd. That Lloyd Parvayera, Lloyd's daughters live with Lloyd. They both had children from him. So the further Bechira called him Moyav, Me'av. The Tzira, the younger one, said, Amon, my nation. She didn't reveal who the father was. So the Tzniyas that she had, she was Zoicha. So also Bechira Karshem Binah Moyav. And therefore she was Zoicha that they shouldn't be start up. What's the cash over here that we shouldn't start up? It's the sneers. What's the cash? So I want to say a gaval de gavar, Rabbi Isaac. The etzem. The etzem. The yisoy that Lloyd wasn't the gala, who it was, Rabbi Yisai. He wasn't the gala. So Pashas, it was in a very good, a very nice thing that Lloyd did a gewaldige Sache. But how do we label, how do we magdir that Maisa? So Be'etzim, look at the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah calls not revealing something in need of sneers. The Gemara says, for the Maisa on Rachel, why should we zoicha? Gimel of Beis, I think. Gemara says over there, but why was Rachel zoicha? Yotzim and a shoal, bring me a Gemara Megillah. Gemara says, b'schat sneers, that however in Rachel, zoicha yimen a shoal. Who also was not with sneers. Gemara brings that shoal was not with sneers. It's a Gemara in the end of Brachas also. Shaul HaMelech was not with sneers, but he went into the Ma'ara. That's why but David didn't kill him. The Schat Sneers, the Gemara says. Don't the Gemara. The Schat Sneers, Shoyes of Rachel, Zachs of Yetzim and Shoal. The Schat Sneers, Shoyes of Shoal, Zachs of Yetzim and Esther. Esther also was Senua. The Ismachos, what did Gide Esther? That was also the Sneers. What was the Sneers? She was a Megala. When Lloyd, Lavan, gave over Leib and Koim Rachel, and she couldn't megal, she kept quiet. That was the tznius, the schat tznius that Rachel had. Yotzi menu shol ha-melech. Oh. So the maisa, now comes out Moira the Gavoysa. The maisa of Loit, that was Loit with Zoicha, to be a Ben Avram, and to be zeichet in head Eretz Yisrael was b'schus sneers, because he wasn't a gala, he didn't reveal. Then who Avram was? That was a ma'aseh sneers that caused. And we serve the Asa Kibbenoi. One of the times, not just some Asa Kibbenoi. The chat is that he took on the characteristics of Ram Basara. A sorry neighbor Oyel. Of Ram. The Mid of Tzneos. Tzneya Leches. The Mashem Alekecha. And because of that, he was Zoycha to Kibbenoi. To be the head of Eretz Yisrael as a Ben of Ram. So Im Kane comes out Moira to Gabriel. If he's there, then Amen and Moyov. By Amen and Moyov, they got the inheritance of the land. Loit was the inheritance of those two lands. But Amoin got more, got the fact that they weren't in Miyarin Oisai. What's Miyarin? They scared them. By Moyov, Klaiso went in and started to take things from them. Shoyolim, Boyzim Oisai. They took advantage of them, but they weren't allowed to make a muhammad against them to take over the land. But they were allowed to scare them, and it looked like they were taking over. Why? Because since there was a chesaron and tznius by the mother, her whole schus to get the land was because of tznius. In case it was a chesaron and tznius, so that was merapeh, made it weaker. It made weaker the achiza. In having the schus in Eretz Yisrael, so she didn't lose it in Gansin. So it could be she had a reason why she called Moyav Iron Moishin and Akdom of Chelik Ches. But at the end of the day, there was a chesaron and tznius that the Torah saw. And since there was a chesaron and tznius, so the Meila, she lost that schus in a certain way that the father gave through tznius. Because the schus was through tznius, and because she wasn't knowing in a certain level of tznius, so the Meila. Well, at least say the other one was knowing more tznius, she male was there, but she who wasn't knowing as tznua, she lost in a certain way that she got scared, wasn't taken away fully. The male is very, very mistavra. That if the whole schus to get it was because of his tznius of light, so the fact that she was poigame in the din of tznius, she didn't, wasn't as careful in the din of tznius, that was a goyim what klais were about migario. They were allowed to make her fear that she might lose the land, again, lose her in Gansi. But it was enough to cause a pagam and a weakness in that schus of Eretz Yisrael. It's schus to get Eretz Yisrael. It's schus to get the inheritance of Ram in Eretz Yisrael. In the land. of what Avram was supposed to get, that was promised to him, he said, it's Canaan. Is Lamaisa, it could be the Fizeh, we see a Maria de Gazaka by this time. That a lot of these are all lands of Eretz Canaan, and the Schus that Avram and Sarah was Zoicha to Eretz Israel, to Asaras Amamin, was B'schus the Asar and the Sionis, always said. But the Teyusoid of all the Asar and the Sionis is Atznei Alecha Asim Hashem Alekecha. And what's the Gedr Advarim, Rabbi Yisrael? The Gedr Advarim is the Mechaber in Simon Aleph says Shivisi Hashem Negdi Sami, that a person has to put Hashem before him always. The Tachlis that the Ramah says in Simon Aleph, that a person has to put the Bereshon in front of him. He has to have a cognizance of Hashem. And from that, the Mechaber goes on, and therefore he knows that his actions and his movements and everything that he does, he's Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, says the Mechaber, says the Ramah Vaita, that his Tnuoisov and the way he moves and the way he does things is always in a different. And he says there, and that's how when he gets up in the morning, he's careful in his Sneus. The snius is a different snius. He's careful when he gets up. Because snius comes from a real recognition, a deep recognition. Snius comes from a deep, deep hakara that is a boy ray. And when there's a boy ray, somebody watching, there's somebody around, a person is sanua. A person is careful. He's sanua. And if that's the case, if the Sias comes from that Akara, so it's beautiful that the Asaras, the Sionis, the Snaz of Amavino, was all came from Akara, deep Akara, and Bari Oilam, Atznei Alechas, and Hashem Alekechu. And Be'emes, this Yisoid, that the Yisoid of Tznius comes from a deep Hakara, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more a person understands, the more he's made Makirit, he's more Tzanua in himself, he understands that there's a greater being there, and a person now tries to hide and master his own Metzius, his own entity, because he understands in a deep oifen that the real Mokoyim over here is V'Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yisrael of Tznius is, that I understand that the place over here, that the Mokoyim that I understand that Mokum is Meyuchad here for Gilui Hashem. What do I have? I'm supposed to matzniel myself in order that the Bereshim's Gilui can come revealed. The revelation is the Bere. The more I reveal myself, it's taken away from the Gilui Hashem. That's the sort of Tznius of Boisa. The more a person understands that there has to be revelation of Hashem, Gilui Shechina, that a person has to matzni himself. That lemaisa, that's Hatznei Alechas im Hashem Alekecha. This is the only mikshan in Hatznei Alechas. That the mokoim has to be only a mokoim for Gilui Shechina. And even when a person does a bris milah, which is a mokoim, is a Gilui, we do a bris milah on the Eva, which is Gilui Erva. Because over there is mamish in the oimek, in the depths of it, what are we doing? It's mamish Gilui Shechina. It's a shibur of the Eva and the Guf. Tavodes HaBoyle. So Gilui Shechina, that's the Pshad Mitzrayim now. Very Pshad. Because Bo says, everybody stay inside. Like Mitzrayim. By Mitzrayim it says everybody should stay inside, no one should come out. Why does people should? The Taich we learn Pshat is because that a person revealed it's dangerous. Whatever, you can't handle the Gilui Shechina. If people were saying it's another Taich. Where does Gilui Shechina, in the Mitzias of Yafti Matzniya, in order that the Gilui Shechina should reveal itself? There could be Gilui Shechina. That's the Oymek of Revelation. And the women who were Zoycha to be the ones who wanted to bring about that Gilui Shechina, the highest of Shel Nashim Tzidkaniyos Yotzer Mitzrayim, which was Gilui Shechina Shel Nashim Tzidkaniyos. What the Yisrael of Nashim Tzidkaniyos? The Yisrael of Nashim Tzidkaniyos is Tzidkaniyos. As Rashi says, in Mizav bin Adam Elefi Maisa, Rashi says that base, Snu El Tzadik. If you want to talk about the highest level of a woman being in the highest level, that's the Yin of Tzidkaniyos. Snu El Tzadik. The soil of sneeze is covering yourself, hiding yourself, in order to be gala covered as shechina. Hatznei alechas im Hashem alekecha. That we go with the shechina, the whole mitzias has to be gilu shechina. It's not about yourself. It's not the revelation of yourself. It's the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the person can be doing a thing outstanding. But if it's all about revelation, that's a mice of sneeze. Hatznei alechas im Hashem alekecha. And this is one of the biggest problems of Boisan. One of the biggest problems of Boisan that we have today is that even by everybody, that there's such a lack of sneers out there in Boisan. The Matthias of sneers is so lacking. And there's a reason for it, the deep reason for it, a psychological reason for it. But the Matthias of sneers is wild. And especially in the matzav of Golos of Boisan. Especially the matzav that were in Golis, the Kliyok in this week's parasha, Pnu lachem tzafoina, the jelly, the Kliyok says amazing zach. Rav Chamsoy says Pnu lachem tzafoina. He says over there, he says Ram on ki posan noikib yur at the hoim, v'yesh by remez v'doyrets. Until the time she void Mashinem of Omdu Ragh of Yemahu. Because Machi is so hog and schor, Nem Absulam Safoina. The Dorshu, Chazal Dorsh on this. The Dorshu, the Chazal with Dorish, Pulachem Safoina, the Klai Yisrael have to be matzvin themselves. We're supposed to hide ourselves. Especially in Golis. Being at Spon of Zoo near Eloy Mashim Yimso Ish Yisrael in Golis. Hechel Azeh, Ezo Atzloch Azeh Er Shom. As Yatminu V'Yatzpinu HaKol B'fnei Esau. Ki Ein Lecho Uma Shem Eskanez V'Yisrael. So Kliyoka says his time. He says because Esau is Meskanez Banu. Esau is the whole America, the whole Goyim. Ki Ein Lecho Uma Shem Eskanez V'Yisrael Kamo Esau. Ki the diet ma kol psula bi yodam mehem bi mechaz Yaakov avinu. Chen Yaakov tzil leboyam lom et Yisroel. Rag Yaakov tol tol lom et Yisroel peresh rashi vdei bidei Yisroel feish ki atem tzveim. Ki shneem serv shisuf gozal atzlocha Yishmoel. And Yaakov gozal atzlocha as Esau. The Goyim are all jealous of us. The Arabs. The Western culture. Because they think we stole everything from them. From the brachas of Avram and Yitzchak. Okay, tziva dafkes al Esau. Pnu lachem tzafoyin eshlo yiskam bachem. V'ze hepech mima shiswal oisim b'doros alolu v'atzoi soyveya. Says the Kriyok, it's the opposite. Ki mishyesh lo imono, hu mara atzu, hu bushay chovin, hu botim, spunim, they build gigantic houses, 4 45-acre homes, the guy sitting there in a little shack, mamish, 1.5 bedrooms, in the middle of somewhere, looks like, I don't know, the thing was from came out World War One or Two. His house, yeah, the light bulbs are still, you know, still, he can't even change the light bulb. They don't carry that brand anymore. Thomas Edison personally signed on it. The kids, so he has a little shack next to it. This guy knocks down 4 houses, builds like a mansion, 6 pools, and the guy's sitting there with his tongue, and it is, this is what I'm paying taxes for. Do lachem tzafoina, a bissel tznius. He says they go around things they don't even have it. The oiva list the tzivu pilu lachem esom umidik zehu barabbas me'amenu who hamasavev as kol haklor shem ha'osu. Says the Yoka, this is the cause of all anti-Semitism, all atzaras amongst the goyim. We flaunt it. Don't flaunt it. You have the wealth. Don't flaunt, especially the goyim. They go out to these places. They big build homes. The goyim are mamish upset. They want to kill you to do that. Oh, why are they so upset? Why is she so upset? So he's driving a 57 Ford Dart. And the kid comes by with his BMW 2019. He's got the advanced gear. And you know, he walks by, you know, and it's you know, and he drives by, this guy's coming out of his car. He's trying to get the engine started, kicking the wheel, you know, and this guy walks by. What's the problem with Tom? Need a hand? I'll send you my servant. He drives by his BMW man machine. He's sitting there, no hands. He has one of these Teslas. He's not even driving. This guy's mom's trying to get the car started. 3 hours he's working at it. All of a sudden gets the car started, starts going out, the wheel falls off. He tries to pull out with three wheels. He's crunking down the block and then bang down on the store. This guy's driving down his Tesla. He sees points out, he's falling down. And he sees the windshield wipers, and he sees on the inside, the back of the car, there's a shower room with a sauna. And this guy's mom is clunking along. If I get to the light, the second wheel fell off. He's standing in the back of the thing trying to carry the car to the gas station. This guy's driving around. Did you have a different car last week, Jacob? Did you have a different car, Jacob, last week? Yeah, but I felt it was getting old on me. So I had to get a new one this week. This guy has a 57 Cadillac. And his house looks like who knows what. He slams the door, he's so angry. And the handle falls off. He goes to the fridge. Oh, I'm so angry, I haven't eaten anything. He opens the fridge, there's nothing there. And he goes to see. So he goes, I'm going to go to the store to buy something. He sees his juice, packing it in. Mom's packing, momish. Carts and carts of food. And as he goes, this is the Jewish store. 7 types of gefilte fish. This gefilte fish. I'm talking about types of fish. 7 types of gefilte fish. And he's going saying, I don't understand these Jews. Look at them, they have so much money. Look at them. And then he said, this is the cause of all the tzaddas. So he's going with the sort of that question because the goyim are the goyim. He's going with the sort of, but the sort of we're talking about the brothers. He's going with the sort of because we're flaunting in their face and they deserve. We stole it from them. But the sort of the shmuz is the boy said the meaning of sneers of us. And stay alecha. The more we flaunt ourselves, the more we bring out ourselves, we're taking away from kibul shvinim. We're taking off from the matzias of kibul shvinim. That this is the big problem of us, and it comes from a lack of feeling. Of self-worth, that a person always has to advertise himself. You go out in the street, guys are screaming. So Bishlam, if he's talking to someone else, oh, it's half a crown, but he's screaming in the street, he's not talking to anybody. Then you notice he has something on his ear, a Bluetooth or something. And he's yelling and screaming in the streets, or he's talking loud and making a lot of noise. People think they walk around, so there's so much noise and talking and chatter and blabbering. A yid is supposed to go with sneers and say alechas. You feel there's a burish on here, so the burish keeps taking up the place. It's not a mockup of you. And the more you mark it about in the shul, today what's going on in shuls is terrible. Talking goes on. I once had a pshat in when we say in tefillah, I'm musaf of Hashem. We say in tefillah, I'm musaf. You go into some shuls of Hashem. Shachmal etzlan the shul we're mamish in the presence of the Shin on the highest level. People are chattering and talking and speaking. And one says that's maybe the tithe. I never understood what that's maybe the tithe of the tefillah of a musaf. You should bear up a saying, I'm in Soviet, we brought a polish. I said, Tame Misham and Ev Hoshel, Misham Yachin Bosch, take the seals with tefillah. Well, that's the book is with tefillah. Because a lot of places is not for tefillah, just for schmoozing. We should be yachad and bosnes la tefillah. When we should boy him besuchim lispala, what else you coming there for? Well, we all know we're coming there for shul for today. You have to catch up on the World Cup is on Shabbos, so catch up on the World Cup. If you catch up on the World Series, what was going on last night? What was happening? People are busy in shul blabbering. This is where we're schmoozing. The person understood that there's a mokum where gilui shchina, the burden shchina has to come out. So a person's matzni himself. But the terrorist is, the person doesn't feel good about himself. He has to blabber, he has to talk and schmooze and make noise. People tell to others, people have the audacity to shush him. That guy shushing me up. That guy. He's yelling, he's all upset. That guy shushing him up. You're talking in shul. Why should you shush? The rabbi. What kind of rabbi is this? Shushing us up. Shush on you, rabbi. What do you mean? What are you coming here for? It's a mokum gilui shchina. The mokum gilui shchina. It's nail lechas. When we say we come into the Vanipa Roy class to Ovi Sarah Shout, Lecha Lecha, right? We Beloshim. The person comes into Shul, he's supposed to say it, and the Shabura brings down. Vanipa Roy class to Ovi Sarah, Tabiru Sarah, I come to be Yuru. Nachno. They say, Lokim Nahalach Birogesh, with a certain type of feeling, you come in, it's a Mokko. Well, the Mice, the Mua, that place is designated to Kilosh. But the more Shivisa Hashem and the more person is Hatsnei Alecha, the more Tzemi, he feels the Shchina, he feels the Gilui Shchina. There's a tremendous problem, boys. But the Noshim have it bad, and that's why a woman has a certain, it's a different shmuz altogether. She has a certain connection to the Bereish on a different level. That's why she's not believing all of this, some Toshim say. She's connected, she's mamish, she's the one, she's the one who's magish to Gilui Shchina. Who's magish to the Bereish, the man forgets. But the tachlis of Yisrael, well, we can't flaunt it, and we have to be more keep it under the carpet of Yisrael. We have to realize that the Bnei Yisrael's world, we hear the Mekalish the Nasa, and especially of Yisrael, it's a time when the Mice the Metzias of Yisrael, especially at a time when the Metzias of Yisrael, we have Churban Hashem Yirachem. Rishon Bav is a time when we're mourning the Beis Hamikdash of Yisrael. What's the mourning of the Beis Hamikdash? It's essence of Yisrael. Beis Hamikdash with the Mokoyim, Sar Nisim Nasa with the Mokoyim Achi, Achi of Gilui Shchina in the world. It was a Mokoyim, Rishon Yisrael's house, Be'etzem, the Yira, the Kovoy, that we did, how the Kohanim used to go, that's when he used to see them by Avodah Dosim. What was the Pshat? He saw by Avodah Dosim, the person who was about, he saw by the person who changed, because when he saw them by Avodah Dosim, he saw there was a total Hispatlos, a total Hispatlos, the Midrash, the vision of the Mokum of Ishtachavoya, what's Ishtachavoya? The person bows and prostrates himself, a total Hispatlos, the very Yahuwah. There's no Ich, there's no self. That's the sort of the serious of what he said. This is the only Gilui Shchina. That's what every person comes to the business of Mitzvah, Shtach Avoya. Who was bowing, who was understanding that there's a mokum of Gilui Shchina in the world of us. But today, the lack of Tznius of us, the lack of Tznius. By men also, besides Be'etzer of us, a man has a few Tznius. How he walks around his house, people don't know. They walk around with people's house. There's a few Tznius, but they're right, so. A man has to walk around the stairs, but also the way we talk about ourselves. The whole tzias of the phones that came into being, besides all the problems of the phones, but one of the biggest issues of the phones today, about ourselves. People talking in the street, any cell phone. There was no such tzias. A person is calling on a phone, about ourselves, in the street, about ourselves. We wouldn't think about it. We'd talk with a friend, even that would be certain. There was a certain thing when you go out in the world, and you go out in the galleys, and there was a certain type of cover, and a certain type of status and understanding. I'm low keyed. I'm not bringing attraction to myself. And today, that's what it's all about: yelling and laughing and joking around, making a lot of noise. It's not a toyer to catch cover, but it's negative because a person, especially for makom gilui. But even in a person's home, it's nei lechas in Hashem alakecha. A person has to understand that there's burning in there. There's a burning in this world. And in Cain,
Snei Alecha is a Mashal. You have to show tzniyus. It's not a Yiddish zacha by itself. This thing of walking around and making a lot of noise, laughing, giggling very loud, especially with the girls, are going to say, Hashem Yirach, and it goes on to them. Girls are going around the streets of Yerushalayim, wherever it is, giggling, making a lot of noise, yelling, ah, how you doing, Bertha? I haven't seen you in so many years. And screaming and yelling, and but boys also do it. So the girls also have their own chibbutz there. They should bring attraction to themselves. But men also yelling and screaming in the streets and talking loud and making a lot of noise. And if we understand there's a presence of Hashem, there's enough stimulus of this. So getting back to the beginning of us, we said, I said in the shmuz, that's a little bit, but it's not the voice. The more we'll mark it, this need to work on it, of being sanua of us. Sanua in our void of us, sanua, and understanding there's a void of us, that brings back Moshkila Shechina. If a person, the problem is that the base vision of Nich Nechrab, Kila Arayah, Shechus Domin, about the Zohar, these are all things that are of lack of spheres, Kila Erba. About the Zohar, it's all lack of spheres of us. And the more a person understands how that we want to kill, we want to get connected to Hashem, man, we have to understand there's a barrier. To start to feel the avgira, to start to feel the presence. There's a kind of being thinking about barrier. We can't think about a place of mikdash. Start thinking of a place of mikdash was destroyed. What is a place of mikdash? What is barrier oil? There's a barrier oil in the world. I mean, and he's there. There's a presence. There's a kind of to think about. And he's there. So it's not only just, oh, there's a barrier. But we dive into him. And dive into him. And on hog of Shri Sashem to understand there's a boy ray that is watching, is involved in our daily lives. So there's different hanhogas there, as the Ramos says. So really, the more a person's involved in that, the more you understand the Shrina. So if you want to bring back more Shrina, it's more of Hakara in the singleness. So it's mamish to talk of the times. That if a person wants to work on building the base of things and making a mokum of Hashem, he has to work on the beat of Sliyasimus. If you wanted the Bereshit should be with us, it only could be in a matzah of tzlius of us. Therefore, we should be zaycha as we mourn the Beis Hamikdash and we mourn the Churban, the terrible Churban, the Hashem Yirach, that all the tzaras, everybody says all the years that we in the kinnis, we talk about all the tzaras because it's all an outgrowth. It's all because there's no Beis Hamikdash of us. I think we have to work and take an insight of us to understand. And how does a person work on its tzniyus? The more a person, first of all, he can work on the etzem, but the more a person feels, understands, and takes care, the more he works on himself, the etzem, that's how he's going to make himself, he's mechabit himself more. The more he's going to connect to God's brother, the more he's going to work on his panemius, on the tzniyus thicker part of his life, the more he's going to work on his panemius, on his inside, on his real connection with himself, that's how you build yourself up. Not by being mefarsed to yourself, going ahead and doing outlandish things, and going ahead and doing things that bring attention to yourself. That's the superficial way of doing it. You want to get someone to think about you. You say things very outlandish. You make a lot of noise. That's how you do it on superficial. But you want to do it in a real way, is you work on yourselves. The Bereshit is Mepharis and Oyes Yitzchok and Mepharis and Berli Oilo. All the Berli Oilo, when Yashav sat in a shul, if you knew 50 years ago, said the name of Yashav, many people didn't know who he was. When he was 70, 80, now whatever, when he was in the 80s, the high 80s, then Yashav became about, where was he? He was Sadua in a shul and working on himself. Dovid Bashem, Dovid Terasa. The Bereshit felt it was a time, that was the cover Shemayim to bring out Yashav at that time. But most of the other boys, they sat and they hid it from the eye. And those who had to come out was on Tzorach HaTzibur, that was also called the Tremai. But they didn't look to be Mepharsim themselves, made some great. It was an oifen of Tzaniyah, Tzaniyah, and Atznei Alechas, and Hashem Alekecha. All the Gedoyim, many, many Gedoyim, but you never heard of them. All of a sudden, 95 years old. Who here's the God of Abdur? Who is that? Where did he pop up? Was he in Tunisia somewhere, hiding under a turban? Who is this guy? Never heard of him. Oh, he's the Rebbe Shalom Shach, he doesn't even know him. People, until he was in his high 80s, people didn't know him. He was a Rosh Hashim in Pana, very nice. A lot of Rosh Hashim out there. Slowly, Bereshit Mefaras, and where? That's Ne'al Lachas, there was a Tzniyaz of Oysan. The person knows why to Mefaras, and that's also Kovet Shemayim. But the person understands the way to work on the Tzniyaz is, that Tzniyaz, work on your own inside. You don't have to go out and make a big deal, make a big roshan. Today, that's all about it. And that all comes because there's no inner connection sometimes. It's all about I don't have that real feeling of good about myself. I don't feel good about myself. So I have to do it by being mafazin to doing something outwardly. And not necessarily do things outwardly, but that doesn't come from that. The work on a person is the tzniyas inside, and to begala the chavat shemayim should pnimiyas. And the eiz Hashem to that, we're able to begala Hashem in this world. We're able to bring out the more we work on our tzniyas. We're able to begala the Yerushalayim's God greatness in this world and bring about eiz Hashem the ultimate revelation of Gilui Shechina, the Vias Mashiach, the Kingdom here. Amen.
Amen.